Welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with legendary choreographer Fanshawn Shure and composer Sherry Lauter. And we'll be talking about the upcoming Global Water Dances Cincinnati, taking place at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 20th, at the Serpentine Wall. Fanshawn and Sherry, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a biennial event, right?
Yes, it is.
It's a real beautiful spectacle, isn't it?
Thank you. We think so. It's absolutely glorious. We have 24 lovely lady dancers. We have the GWD, or Global Water Dance Orchestra, which is actually 12 world drummers with an original score by yours truly. We have a group of fabulous lead vocalists who participate and sing the words around the water efforts that we are so passionate about. And it's entertainment, it's educational, it's environmentally respectful and informative, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, I love creating the original piece. And since we're in our second run, this is really a pageant, actually. There are very few things in Cincinnati where dance is used as pageantry. This is quite unique, actually. I've struggled to find that word to make sense out of it because the space is enormous and the power of those gorgeously hand-painted scarves moving with such rhythmical flow and precision draws the eye, and you know you're in water even when you're on the land. It's really beautiful to be a part of a pageant that is also an ecstatic prayer. This year we have a men's group that is doing their own beautiful water dance that's in process of being created, and maybe a children's group. And it will be shorter and more succinct, which makes me remind everyone to literally be there at 10 minutes to 11 because you don't want to miss it. In fact, the kayakers are floating down the river right towards the end of their long kayaking journey down the Ohio, and there's no sound. All the motorboats have been forbidden to be used. It's the quiet, beautiful, multicolored kayak passage. While the dancing is going on in front of all of us and between us and the river, I hope it will be beautiful.
Global Water Dances Cincinnati is part of the Paddle Fest festivities as well. Sherry, I know you've brought one of the beautiful hand-painted scarves, and of course they're part of the choreography, and we will have a video posted on the WVXU website so that you can really see the pageantry that Fanshawn has mentioned. Tell us about your musical score.
Well, thank you. The musical score starts with a reference to the importance of the Ohio as the gateway to freedom for slaves, enslaved African Americans or Africans who were coming north. So we start with a version of Wade in the Water as an homage to that rich heritage and the importance and the significance of the Ohio River. It then goes into a water chant that I've composed. It's in four languages. It's very, very simply, water, agua, voda, maim. And we have beautiful group vocals that respond to that. This happens while the lovely ladies are on the steps of Serpentine Wall. So imagine the steps, which are about 60, 70 feet high. There's a lady every couple of steps, and they each have a beautiful scarf, and they're doing these fluid formations with their scarves. After that section ends, it melds into what we call serpentines on the plaza of Serpentine Wall. When Fanshawn was originally creating the choreography a couple of years ago, part of the work for research that she did, as well as myself, was learning about how does water make formations in nature. And one of the significant discoveries was water being a spherical molecule, when it goes into the land, when it becomes a river, it's not a straight line from point A to point B, but rather it's a curve. It's like an S curve. And you see this in every natural body of water. So when you look at the Ohio River from a map above, you can see it's this long meandering S-curve. So we're representing those S-curves in the serpentines that the dancers create on the plaza of the wall. It gets wild. We have a bunch of drummers that come in and add a lot of energy. Our lead drummer is Baba Charles Miller. He's doing some djembe solo to spur the dancers on. And then that section of the score ends with the beautiful dancers facing one another, creating a double wall of water. The music builds to a climax, big chime sounds, and then Fanchon comes through to do what we call the parting of the waters. In the next section, we use a pre-recorded track of some of the peoples of Cameroon. They're called Baka, B-A-K-A. They are a pygmy people. They're small people, and they play water drums. Now, their water drums are actually standing in a stream and splashing on the surface. So we have this gorgeous water rhythm played by the Baka people of Cameroon. Over that, we add some percussion touches and then some improvisational flute played this year by Johnny Ruja. And that is what is occurring as Fanchon is literally taking water from the Ohio River, sharing it among gorgeous dancers in these large, clear bowls. They do a dance through the plaza. They make their way over to my percussion station, where I have my gourd drums ready to be constructed. Now, I say constructed because it's a large metal bowl, and I have a half gourd that will eventually go in the bowl, but you're missing an important element that has to be there to make the sound, and that's the water. So I've long had a dream of filling my gourd bowls with Ohio River water, and this is actually doing that, which is just, I get a hoot from it. I grew up on the river. I'm from a boating family.
Of course, yeah.
So to use that water in ceremony and then ultimately to make music with it because of it is, it's an amazing experience for me personally.
The first time you hear that boom, once the bowl is filled and the upside down gourd is echoing, she takes this drumstick and she just hits it and it has this deep boom. It's very haunting, and it's beautiful to take all the water and with the dancers find a way to pour it in ceremonially into these gourds. And that's part of why the pageantry is so important, that it really is like a grand prayer and celebration. When she was describing the serpentine, the river gouging, it actually, choreographically, we use the scarves to gouge the sides of the canyons as the river rushes through, so it has an organized violence to it. It's quite powerful.
Sherry, this is actually a part of a global event that takes place that day, of course, around issues of water awareness. Without water, we're all done for.
That is absolutely the truth. And Global Water Dances is spearheaded by an organization based in Minneapolis, and they organize cities in many, many countries. So I believe this year that 6 continents will have participants in over 50, 60 locations. Now, in 2013, there were, I believe, about 70 registered locations, but we heard there were a few dozen more cities that participated that didn't formally register. This time, there's going to be at least that many in cities all over the globe at water's edge. And it's all happening on June the 20th in every city. So hopefully that global synchronicity will help the awareness of the need for clean, safe, accessible water for all of us.
And there's actually a part at near the finale of the piece where there's a choreographed movement section that's being done by everyone in the world to the same music. And we, of course, do that. So that's very exciting. And one of the most wonderful parts is the ending, which we call Let's Clean It Up. Sherry picked those words out of nothing and built a beautiful chant that's been choreographed for the whole community. And it brings, in the end, the whole entire audience comes down to the words, if not us, who, if not now, when, and come into the center of the serpentine wall and dance together.
A fantastic event. Global Water Dances of Cincinnati coming to the Serpentine Wall on the Ohio River at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 20th. We've been in conversation with choreographer Fanshawn Shure and composer Sherry Lauter. It's been a pleasure having you ladies with us tonight.
And be on time. 11 a.m.
All right, it's going to start on time. And Fanshawn is shaking her finger at you, so be on time.
She means this, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. For a link to tonight's program, please visit wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati.